Friday. We have got a hell of a good show planned for you. Get you to your Father's Day. Kenny, if you are watching on video, Kenny is, in fact, wearing a hot dog button-up shirt. Can't make it up.
I mean, it fits.
Not totally mad at it, because the first thing Kenny said to me outside of, hey, Mike, how you doing today, is I need some picks. I've created a bit of a problem here as Kenny now. I walked in and it wasn't the NHL Network and Kevin Weeks in an ill-fitting puff vest. It was America's Day at the Races. And Kenny goes, and I can get us Churchill too if you need it. And I'm like, who are you, hot dog man?
This is the drug dealer complaining that the guy that he's dealing drugs to does too much drugs.
Kenny, we gave you a hit. I didn't know it was going to be a lifestyle.
Oh, wow, you're all of a sudden addicted, huh? Imagine how that works.
I walked out the door last week to the Belmont Stakes, and Kenny had a nice score. I gave him a little Exacted Delight that paid 22-1 on his money, and he was excited.
Right, you're shot. Would you give him low-calorie crack? Like, seriously.
Meth plus.
But today, Kenny wants...
He won the bet, and now he wants to win more bets with horse racing.
Yeah,
I'm going to be like Jeff Rieger, except with horse racing.
I can see how it's addicting, because the races are over in, 2 minutes, and you get to start all over again.
A lot of races.
Maybe a little too many races.
So Kenny will be rifling bets in a hot dog shirt today, but that's not the centerpiece of what we're doing. I want to dive right into Stanley Cup Finals last night. We're not breaking hockey down, so nobody needs to run for the hills. Incredible game. Incredible comeback by the Oilers. Overtime, the whole bit. But there's a player for the Edmonton Oilers. There's a player who people here you are familiar with. And you didn't just get rid of him. Salary dump or... here, take this player and we'll take a minor league guy. No. You took the player and you attached a second round draft pick to him and traded him away. Year later, said player was traded for a first round pick. Wallman, the name Wallman. It's like Heisenberg if you're a Breaking Bad fan. Wallman. It's driving him to madness, because Wallman's playing really well. Oh, but he was a bad guy. Okay, well, he's clearly not so bad that the team tied at 2 in the Stanley Cup Finals can't handle him. But he's playing really well, and the networks are talking him up. And as I'm watching, I do think of Kenny, but then the unthinkable happened. Kenny, out of nowhere, texted me. And this is 10:30 at night. Kenny's working late at the office, and he's probably a little liquored up, and he texted me, and it was a Wallman rant, and I respect it.
I thought he was betting horses in Japan.
Mike, I need a pick at Sha Tin. No. Now listen, Kenny, I need you to step to the main stage, because you've got to look in Rico's eyes and make him understand the fury that I felt. But this Wallman thing is driving you to madness.
It's the whole scope of the situation. It's not just Jake Wallman's a good player. It's not just we traded him away. It's the fact that, A, you paid to do it. You paid to trade this guy away. You gave draft capital, attached it to him, and sent him on out the door. And then a team says, no, he's worth a first-round pick. And that would have been fine enough if he would have stunk there and we would have been like, oh, well, that was a dumb decision by Edmonton to do that. Why would they do something like that? No. He's on their team and he's scoring in the Stanley Cup freaking finals, dude. That's ridiculous. It's an absolute mismanagement of assets by Steve Yzerman. That's what I'm upset about most. But then he goes on national TV last night and scores right in my face. I'm like, what are we doing here?
So we're not going to make this a Wallman rage fest, but I want to know what player got away from your team where it was your Wallman. Yeah. What's your Wallman?
See, I see where Kenny is coming from, because they made it seem as if this guy was complete garbage, and he wasn't. And it's almost like you just need the wings to do it, to admit, we're sorry. We screwed this thing up. No? Would that help you any?
Well, I mean, we got the answer to that. It was no and no.
But
we also know reality. We know that there were you want to call it attitude concerns or character concerns, or he didn't, quote, fit the room. Even a hockey neophyte as myself knows that. So they don't need to expand upon it. The point is, how bad of a guy can he be? And second of all, you had to attach a box of candy to him to get rid of him. Right. A year later, people are like, oh, no. Keep the candy. We'll pay you.
Right.
So here's the question.
Right at the time, he was the old couch. No, I'll drop it off at your house for you. You don't even have to come here.
Yes. Charlie Murphy's couch. So look, what's your Wallman? Now, it could be a player that you desperately wanted on draft night and your team passed and he was the next pick. More on that from Rico. It can be a trade that happened. It could be a guy you didn't re-sign. It is just, what is the player, the one that got away? Like, what is the player who is your Wallman? Because Kenny is truly, there's no hyperbole. It's not for radio, unlike a hot dog button up. Kenny's legitimately upset. I would think many Wings fans are, but what's your Wallman? Rico, who's the one who got away?
Well, I mean, I think the one that we talk about all the time, he's playing in the NBA Finals right now. It's Tyrese Halliburton. We're sitting here saying, and for the record, not in the same draft as Cade. Things could have happened, and with the way the NBA lottery goes, we're like, well, we got to get Cade a help, some partner, you know, you had him.
Hey, who did they draft there? When did you hang out with Will Smith?
Killian Hayes. Who, when I last saw, got released from the French national team.
Yeah, he's a baguette salesman.
Right.
In Lyon.
Right. If you get lost looking for the Eiffel Tower, look for the tall guy.
He helps you in a little beret. Right. So who is your Wallman? David. I mean, I've got one, and I think people know who it is.
But no, I have another one real quick, David.
This is the one that Rico's going to get attacked, and he shouldn't. I'm going to stand up for this guy. Please say it.
In the 2022 draft.
Wait. Hold on. Are you going to be able to do this without yelling?
I can do it.
All right, go ahead.
I can.
Go ahead.
The Lions selected. They passed over Jordan Davis.
Oh.
Jordan Davis goes to the Eagles, the very next pick. The pick before Jordan Davis, the Lions selected wide receiver J-Mo.
Yeah. It doesn't feel good. Does it feel good to say that and not get slandered?
It does.
Okay.
I know. Lions, what are you talking about? J-Mo is all Jordan Davis. Because, you know, you took a defensive tackle in this draft because why? You needed one. Just saying. It ain't like he went to Philly and did nothing.
David, what's your Wallman? And again, you don't need to make something up. If you're not affected the way Kenny is or some Wings fans are about Wallman, you don't have to say, oh, this is my guy. But I think as fans, we've all had those moments. We have a bit on this show every day. And it's not anger anymore. It's not. It's more of a joke, and we have a ha-ha, and I'm sure some people get bent out of shape. I just don't care. Like, we have fun. Mine is something that's fun now, but it bothers me. It does.
As it should.
But I want David to go first. David, do you have...
Yeah,
what's your Wallman? Who's the one who got away?
This was my guy going into the 2015 NBA draft. I love this guy in this draft, and to this day, it pains me when I see everything he's doing, when he's... in Paris, helping the United States win a gold medal. And when he's in the NBA Finals, and yes, they lost it, but he was still in the NBA Finals.
Oh, no. This is,
I just hope
is this
and
the
wish
guy
and,
who wears the Tiger hat, even though he doesn't mm-hmm. play here?
And
would this
those,
be the guy yeah. who swears he wanted to go to Michigan State, but mm-hmm. when he had a chance to go to Michigan State, he didn't go to Michigan State, and instead chose to play for that scumbag Calipari in Kentucky?
Yeah.
Would it be that guy?
It would
Does
be,
his last name rhyme with Hooker?
It would be that guy, because back in those days, I was still doing double duty and working for the Wojo Show. And Wojo Damas predicted that we were going to draft Devin Booker. And we didn't. And we took Stanley Johnson instead.
Well, you know. Yeah.
And things.
And stuff.
Question mark.
You know, David, nobody comes from Arizona and
Rico,
just.
Rico. Yeah. Stanley Johnson.
Yeah.
They took the one guy who couldn't shoot.
That is painful.
His jump shot took longer than it takes Kenny to get a sentence out. This is, everyone knows mine. Do I really need to say it? I'll let the ticket.
Wyatt Langford.
Okay. Kenny, do you feel better? Do you feel almost a cleansing of sorts that you were able to speak your truth? Watching the Stanley Cup Finals, the Wallman thing is really a thing for you. But we wanted to open it up to everybody and every team. What is your version of Kenny's Wallman? A player that your team got rid of, didn't want, or outright didn't take, who blossomed elsewhere. And I don't think it's revisionist history to say that Wallman has blossomed. He's playing high-level hockey, major minutes, on a team that's in the Stanley Cup Finals. This is different than Kenny being upset that Wallman, you know, like if Wallman ended up with the Sharks and is putting up some useless numbers, well, that's different. It can bother you, but not this. I think Kenny's bothered on two fronts. Wallman could have netted you a first-round pick, or, wait for it, was better than almost anyone not named Mo Sider in your defensive core. Like, that's...
Wyatt Langford.
Okay.
No and no.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Let's get to the people, shall we? Corey's going to bat lead off today. What's up, Corey?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, buddy.
All right, so before I give you mine, Mike, the look on your face had been one of, like, absolute disgust when Doug threw out Ryan Mallett. Are you serious? That's the first name that comes to your mind when
I was stunned.
Holy cow.
I was really shocked. It was disbelief.
I almost missed my exit on the freeway.
I was like, wait, in the universe, that's the guy? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think Ryan Mallett's ever come to the first name in my head, ever.
No. No.
For many reasons. So, I have two. They're both Tiger-based. One was Max Scherzer. I know it was a money thing. But Max Scherzer, just because I just thought he was like a warrior god pitcher. And I loved him. But also, Suarez, the third baseman we had that we traded away. And now, I mean, he's been a really good third baseman for years.
And Corey, you mean the one that's in trade? You know, that maybe the Tigers could trade to get back?
Exactly. Yeah, now they're saying, hey, we could get him. I'm like, we did have him.
Yeah, Suarez kind of feels like the Chris Middleton of baseball. Mm-hmm. Like, we had that guy.
Right. No, yeah.
I think the Scherzer one is the one that you might end up living again if they don't keep Skubal. I mean, look, you wanted him. Enough. You made him an offer. He said no. He bet on himself, and he left. And, yeah, for the next, better part of a decade, there were several years he was the best pitcher in baseball. And you went, wait, that was my guy.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, he was unhittable.
Yep. I mean, I don't know. Corey might be foreshadowing something. I mean, wouldn't that turn into Skubal if he's not a Tiger past 26?
But see, I don't think so, because for Scherzer, it was a lot of spite there. I think both parties, because that was the whole Verlander thing, and he was just like, hey, pay me like I'm an ace. It's like, well, you're not really the ace. It's Verlander, so, you know.
But hold on. Remember, they offered Max the money, and then immediately when Max turned it down, didn't they sign Miggy? Wasn't that how it worked?
Right, but I'm saying
that's what it looked like, yes. Give it to him.
Dave, it just seemed like they were playing some games, some mind games. Like, it didn't seem like it was sincere, my opinion.
Kenny, Wallman.
I'm sorry. I was just looking at my FanDuel account. It actually gave me a notice that I was spending too much time on the app. So,
Kenny, you're trying to bet multiple tracks while at work.
Yes.
That's a distinct issue.
You're right. I just need an intervention.
Just give me 20 minutes. I'll have something for you.
I need another one.
I can only do that in the commercial breaks. I cannot sit here in good faith with Rico and pull up
1-800-GAMBLER.
Kenny, you need another hit? Hold on. Wait for the commercial break. What if I start putting my picks in little plastic baggies and handing them to Kenny? No.
This man has to be responsible. Mike, he's about to become a husband. He has to be responsible.
Pretty soon, this will be all he has.
I got to do it now, that starts. I got to get it out of my system.
That's the attitude.
No, all right. No, because, okay, honeymoon money. I need money. Come on. Let's go.
But what if he wins?
It could be such a better honeymoon. Come on.
That's not how it works.
Honey, let's just stick with the living room.
Noah, 97.1. What's up, Noah?
Well, Mike, shout out about to walk into Costco here.
Yes.
Some groceries.
My man.
Filling up some gas. But also, thanks a lot for stealing my thunder there.
Why?
Scooble. That's my one. I am a huge collector. I collect Scooble sports cards, Scooble signed jerseys, and Frick, man, I think we're going to let him walk, and it really makes me sad.
So that,
I love
that,
the guy. I love his grittiness.
That's a preemptive Wallman.
Yeah, I know every time I see him on the mound pitching, I just get sad. I know they're just going to let him walk, and it's going to be just unfortunate.
If it happens, and man, we've got a long way
we'll
to go.
We'll just say when it happens.
Okay. I mean, yeah, if you approach it that way, Noah, that would be modern Scherzer, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Now, what's in the offing?
I would even say it's Verlander, too, right? Because you let Verlander
point,
walk.
Though, but hold on. It wasn't letting him walk. The team was in disrepair. Mm-hmm. They were going into a rebuild. You did right by the player, and you traded him. One doesn't bother me because he would have toiled here. This team was nowhere near ready to win. The Scherzer thing was different. Felt different.
Yeah.
What's in the offing at Costco? We going to the meat department? What's the story?
We're getting it all. We're getting all the groceries. We've been trying to get out here for this past week, and finally able to do it. Just been so busy with work and whatnot, but we got
Noah?
We got everything coming up.
It's Father's Day. If they've got the ribeye caps, you got to scoop them up. That's all I'm telling you.
Yeah, we're getting that. We're smoking. We're grilling. We're doing everything today.
There it is. Noah, you have a great time. Okay. I'm jealous.
I wish I could
be there with you, Noah. You live for me. I'm living vicariously through Noah.
Sometimes I don't even know who you are. This is the same. Mike, you really need to try Costco. I don't need a pallet of pickles.
I thought that's all it was. It's such a magical place. 248-539-9797.
You mentioned vacuum sealer one more time.
It's a great purchase. Do you know I pulled a couple of vacuum sealed items out of the freezer today?
I'm here for you, and you just double barrel. Nope.
David, ticket text.
Chris Middleton and Dinwiddie both bothered me because we had both traded them away and watched them blossom into good NBA players elsewhere.
Middleton, yes. Are you really bothered by Spencer Dinwiddie? Really?
He became a good role player.
Middleton became like an all-star, like a real dude for a while.
Yeah, this town loves role players. Remember that. So
I would say even Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, you could throw him in there.
Ugh. I hate him. I'm sorry. Really? You know what? I'm biased. Leave me out of it. Great player, great human. All right.
Where'd this come from?
I got into so many arguments. I didn't want him here. I didn't want him drafted. I didn't like his game. And then for years, I had to deal with people like who would, no, you don't know ball. He's good. And I'm like, he's not good. It was like Rodney Stuckey. There are these players in my 20 plus years in this town that you go to war over. And it doesn't matter if you ended up being right. No one cares. You still had to go through it.
Gotcha.
So like a KCP or a Rodney Stuckey. There was even an Austin Day contingent in this town. Very difficult.
I'm trying to think. Was Caldwell Pope the one they took right before Trey Burke? They took
yes.
him instead of Trey Burke.
Because I believe
remember a lot of people were angry. Like, oh my God, Trey Burke was sitting right there.
Hell, I thought Trey Burke would have been good. Honestly, it just didn't work. It's the NBA.
Yeah, that was Joe just saying, no, I'm not following along with everybody else.
Yeah, and that was in his Argyle phase, the later years. David, take a text.
I like this next one because it's a little different. Mine is when Rich Rod got fired and Sammy Watkins he decommitted from Michigan, hurt me to watch him ball out at Clemson.
I'm gonna say this. This is a take I had back in the day. You tell me if it's true or false. If they had given Rich Rod the next season, he would have had them in the same place as Brady Hoke. Those were all players.
I'm gonna do you one better, Mike.
Okay.
And this is where
you're going to have a headset that works.
Yes. Michigan fans, if you had given Brady Hoke one more year, he still would be there right now. Or you would have to fend him off from the pros because Brady Hoke brought everything Urban Meyer did to Ohio State, but he did it first. So you would have had your pick of the litter of all of the top players that went on to play for the Buckeyes. would have been coming to Michigan. He was running that system. They didn't give him this D coordinator, and they really didn't back him. But I have to say, if they had just supported him, and you're right, one more year.
You're talking Rich Rod, not Hoke.
Yes.
And you wouldn't have six level one violations. That's for you, David. 248-539-9797.
I mean, it was all set up. It was going to be with the Devin Gardner at quarterback, and he was going to move Shoelace out to the running back and run some little like that West Virginia type offense. But Sammy Watkins, I do remember that. He left.
You hate to see it. All right, more of your phone calls. Who's your Wallman? Kenny is mentally shattered watching Wallman play really well in the Stanley Cup Finals, the one who got away. This is emotional. It really is. Wyatt Langford. All right, 97-1. That was Kenny last night screaming no and no, watching Wallman score, watching Wallman exit the zone with speed and precision passing. Who's your Wallman? David, the ticket text.
Adam Oates.
Excuse me, noted graduate of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, RPI. It's in my hometown. They were in the 85 Frozen Four. Okay. The goalie was Darren Poopa.
Wait,
former
what is it
Lightning.
Again?
RPI.
Rensselaer?
Yeah, it's for all the kids who can't get into MIT. It's an engineering school. It's like super, super expensive, and it's in my dump of a town. It's a very weird thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing for them because they can buy up all the real estate from all the blighted housing.
Okay.
Yeah, they
looks
basically
like Michigan State's football field.
Now that's him. David just turning up sensual music for no reason.
David's just been on one with me all day, so I won't even get into it. So
are mommy and daddy fighting
no,
here? What's
no,
going on?
We're not. No, he just basically said, "Next, move along."
All right, I'm going to hear more about this in the break because I'm kind of excited. Maybe. Go ahead.
Someone says Keon Coleman transferring to Florida State and scoring 3 touchdowns against LSU on opening night. Can't believe that happened.
That's a Wallman, but I think there's going to be Wallmans everywhere in college football and basketball. It's different. You don't even get a say anymore. Like the Wings had to willfully package Wallman up.
Yeah, the only thing that helped me with the Keon Coleman was like, well, at least we got the other side with K-9. So, yeah, that worked, I guess.
But what if we balanced had out? Them both?
They did.
Oh, no, I mean forever.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Joe in Mount Clemens says, Patricia and Quinn, when they traded away Quandre Diggs and then he became a Pro Bowler that year, that angered me.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. Darius Slay, after Patricia told him to start hanging off a dude's ding-ding in a team meeting.
Yeah.
Whoops. Sorry.
And then ended up being the assistant coach for that same team.
That had to be very awkward.
Someone says, Sue, the fact that the Lions couldn't keep him is disgusting.
I disagree.
No, because he didn't want to be here from the jump. Like, he was already trying to see, well, okay, so in 4 years, you don't really have to give me that fifth-year option. I can leave. I'm good.
You got to remember, it nailed it right there. Remember the day he signed. Wasn't it his sister saying, we like the contract because it gets him to free agency faster?
Yep.
Then they couldn't find him at the combine the year before. And my dumbass is on the air going, guys, he's gone. I don't even know what we're talking about. We're going to have to take a D-tackle. Was Aaron Donald one of the people we wanted? Yes. I liked Aaron Donald. I like Zach Martin. They went with Eric Ebron. Okay, so, Wallman, let's get to the people, shall we? Matt, 97.1. Matty, what's going on, pal?
What's up, Mike? You just stole my
what is going on?
Okay.
What did I do?
Because you mentioned Aaron Donald. I was going to say him, but that's okay because I have backups.
Okay.
Let's go for the Pistons. In 03, when they drafted that idiot Darko, they could have took Carmelo, they could have took Dwayne Wade, or
Chris Bosh.
Chris Bosh. What was it? There was another one. I can't think of it. They could have took they could have took Draymond Green. They could have took Jokic in 14.
All right, well, there's always going to be those. But the Darko one, the difference is it's not the 30th pick.
Yeah.
You had the number 2 pick. True. You had your pick of the litter of the players who went 3, 4, 5. That one sticks. And it altered the course of the franchise. It was really no different than when the Celtics took Lenny Bias and he you know, blew up his whole heart with cocaine. It's just the Celtics. The Celtics were not the same because Bird and McHale and Parrish had to play a ton of minutes. Darko, while he didn't die, was useless.
Right. I've just never heard Lynn Bias put that way before.
And the Lions could have took Odell Beckham or, you know, Aaron Donald. But I'm with Kenny. I was watching the game last night. Every time I saw Wallman, it was like him just saying F you for, like, trading him away. Now he's showing you what he's actually worth. It is the stupidest decision to give him away.
I think the problem, too, is, and Matt, we'll never get the full story, but, okay, well, I'm sorry. Was this guy like Aaron Hernandez behind the scenes?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? When you're that type of player, good teams don't really bring you into cup runs. So there's a disconnect here.
And Matt, I would say, I don't even think it was like an F you. I think he's just out there living his best life and doesn't even think about Detroit anymore.
You're right. It wasn't an F you. It was more of like, oh, okay, you traded me. Well, take a look at this. Yep. Cool. Now we're in overtime. I just won the game.
Yeah.
Anyways, happy Friday the 13th, guys.
Yeah, Matty. Appreciate it, brother. Look, I get why Kenny's super bothered by Wallman. I do. And it's fresh. And when your team's not having success, it makes it more difficult. Look, the reason I'm okay, I'll never be okay until Max Clark comes here and turns into Mike Trout, but I'm okay because the Tigers are really good. I do laugh to myself, though. Oh, we got to get a right-handed bat. I'm like, yeah. How about one with 14 homers and 13 steals on June 13th?
Oh, okay. Boy.
Yeah, but nice. The Tigers are good, so it's I can make sense of it. For Kenny, the Wings aren't good. And the defense, think about this. They paid to have Wallman leave and went on to have the worst penalty kill in the history of the sport and had a defensive core that never could get out of its own end. Yeah. To where Kenny will come on the air, hot dog shirt or not, and say, well, Mo Sider's got to play the most difficult minutes because he's always stuck in his own end. Who would have helped you get out of your own end? Wallman. That's why Kenny's getting it at every turn.
Oh, no. It's like whenever I see, you know, Langford and he gets some type of highlight and I immediately think, well, wonder if Mike saw that.
I do. I have alerts.
So no, I
because I have a bit with Kenny where I text him anytime Langford does something good.
I totally understand it. So no, we all have that player. You're like, yeah, I know that upsets him.
I know. So. And look, the Jordan Davis thing for you was never going to be flashy. And that's where you were always going to have a hard time winning arguments with callers. But the reality is, what was the Lions' biggest need the last two seasons?
Yeah.
A true space eater to line up next to Aleem McNeil. Here's what's interesting. What did you use a first-round pick on this year?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I remember Cookies. He's just a nose tackle. That's it. Like, he's more than that, Cookies. This is the guy that can just anchor a line. No, we could do better than that. All right. And it's the ironic thing, that's what you took this year in the draft. I'm like, or you could have had a better version already there.
We're going to root for the best.
It would have been him and Aiden coming in at the exact same time.
That sounds really fun. Oh, well. All right. But again, at least they're good. You can work your way around it when they're good. Kenny can't work. The Wallman thing for Kenny is like a spike strip on the road. You can't work your way around it. Tires gone. Every time he watches Wallman, spike strip. It, at least with the Lions and Tigers, you and I can get over it.
Yeah.
Teams are good, man. Just wish Wyatt was here. All right, let's go to the people. We'll go to Mike 97.1. Mikey, what's up, pal?
Happy Friday, fellas. How's it going?
Great, Mike.
So the two, the first one I had, Corey actually took it first caller, but it was Max Scherzer.
Mm-hmm.
I remember at that point, man, I was young watching the Tigers. And at that point, it was, you know, the guys on your team, they were going to be there till you retire. And it was heartbreaking, you know, to see one of your favorite players leave at a young age and kind of, I'd say, ruin my innocence as a sports fan. But then the second one I had, it was Josh Jackson going to Kansas. Yeah, a big Spartan basketball fan. I really thought he was going to come and stay. And oh, man.
Do you remember, though?
A young Michael, too.
I remember this, Mike. And look, I don't know if Rico will remember this. I remember calling Rico in another life, and I'm going, this kid's transferring to Napa to play high school basketball? I go, they don't even have schools in Napa Valley. And Rico's one-word response to me, Mike, Apple.
Yeah.
It was all the mom. Mm-hmm. It was all, that was a circus of a recruitment.
Oh, I remember that one was vividly.
Apple.
I remember waking up to 1,000 mentions on my Twitter feed of something I put out, and I woke up the next morning and mom went ballistic and had all her minions come after me.
But here's the thing, Mike, the one way, it's like Cliff Alexander, another legendary recruit that didn't happen. They didn't really go on to do anything. Like Jackson was one of the worst NBA picks of the decade. He was terrible. Mm-hmm. So
No, that's true. I remember watching Kansas play when he was his freshman year there, and I mean, he was a nice player and all, but yeah, when he ended up getting to the league, I mean, he played in Detroit for a 10-day contract? They signed him for a year?
Yeah, about 5 minutes.
Because Mike, he was supposed to come.
He was supposed to come in that class with Bridges and Cassius and Nick Ward and all that. He was the fifth member of that class. Never happened.
I'm trying to think of the recruit you missed that, like for State, the one that got away is always going to be Mike Hart. Mike Hart, see, Michigan fans probably don't remember, the young ones don't remember this. Mike Hart was out here to go to Michigan State, and it was either a camp or whatever. And on a lark, they drove back from upstate New York, dropped off his tapes in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, no, they were leaving, and it was just like, well, it's just right up the road. Let's just, while we're here.
And that's the one that got away, because Mike Hart was a high school legend in upstate New York. His highlight tape, he had some of the most ridiculous runs in the Carrier Dome, like in the state title game. Mike Hart was like legit, but Michigan, you know, again, Mike Hart was like a 3-star. So Michigan was probably off recruiting like Kelly Baraka Jr. Well, all of a sudden you drop off the tapes. Mm-hmm. That could be a one that got away because he ended up being a really good football player.
Well, I know
player.
Riegers, Michigan-wise, Riegers is still like, man, if that damn rollover accident never happened, we would have had the Flintstones. That's his thing. He will go to his grave believing that. Michigan would have had the Flintstones if the rollover never happened.
Is he right? I'm asking.
He could have been right.
Okay.
He could have been right. Yeah.
Instead, he got Kevin Gaines wrestling on the lodge. One of the wildest headlines ever. Wasn't it like a wrestling match outside of a car on the lodge?
Okay, what knowledge do you just not retain? Like,
Rico, I've been here my whole adult life. This is what I do.
I understand, but it's just like, what are the things that just don't make it past the gatekeeping in your mind?
A lot.
Kevin Gaines. No, it's true. But it's like, wait, you held on to that?
I got lots of, sure.
But there's something sitting there beyond the velvet rope like, Mike, let us in. No, I got to hold on to this Kevin Gaines memory.
Yesterday, I gave you a Robert Newkirk throwing a student into a dumpster at State.
But no,
Kenny, we recruited some bad boys under Saban.
Yeah, Josh Jackson. I think the only one I said you probably dodged would have been Bates. Remember, he committed.
Amani Bates. Oh, boy. Hate to see it. All right, listen, we'll get to more of your calls. This is a hit. The Wallman Chronicles, 97.1. All right, this is the time I'd normally tell you, here's your 8 minutes of football. But instead, it is Father's Day weekend. And from time to time, Mr. David Hatchetman Hull presents gift ideas. Although David has something different in mind. Here is your Father's Day gift guide. No.
That David, would be I a good Father's music, Day gift idea. Ah, yes. Let's start here, guys. There are people.
TJ, okay. Please.
All right. Mike, there are fathers out there that love pizza, so why not get him the 12 multi-fuel pizza oven? Something that you can set up outside and enjoy.
These have become very popular. And before Kenny turns into a smartass, no, me, the guy on the pizza box, doesn't own one. I don't know what to say about these. I think you got to know what you're doing to operate them. And making pizza is idealistic. It's not realistic. Meaning, oh my God, this is going to be a blast. We're going to make pizzas for the games. One problem. Where are you getting the dough? You making it? You going to proof it yourself? Then you got to buy all your ingredients? Then you got to do all this crap? And we live in a state where we're inside 7 months out of the year.
Or you just get the dough from the grocery store.
Come on, man. Now, this is where I'm going to turn to a pizza snob. Now, come on now.
No?
You got to make your dough.
DiGiorno's?
Okay, yep. I really hope the light snatching crashes down on you. like you, Patches O'Houlihan in dodgeball.
You don't have a pizza maker?
No. Okay. No. Because of that. It's just one of those. It's the same as a Blackstone.
Time consuming?
Yeah, it's a very time consuming thing. And then what is. Hold on. You're a father of 17 kids.
Yeah, do you, I don't have time.
Hey, Dad,
I don't.
Here's a gift that's going to take up more of your time.
I don't, but you may be retired and could do it, but I don't have no time.
You know what? People have told me those who buy the pizza maker, it's the, I guess, the outdoor equipment of a treadmill. You have all the intentions of using it, and
it just collects dust.
And you set stuff on top of it.
There you go.
All right, here's the next gift idea for the grandfather. Someone may be retired that goes up north all the time, and they're a bookworm. Get them the Amazon Kindle Paper White.
Yes, 1,000% yes. If you have a reader in your life, my mom is a voracious reader. My wife loves to read. If you like reading, the Kindle or a subscription to something like Audible for audiobooks. Way better than reading. I wish I had those in school. Reading sucks. But if you like reading, it's because I have to read so much for this damn job. I don't get to read for pleasure anymore.
You don't get to really choose when you want to. Yeah, you're
no.
right.
Oh, look, new Jeff Passan article. Audible. You just buy the damn thing, you turn it on, and you soak in all the knowledge by listening.
Just the same thing. Just take a couple hours to yourself and say, no, I'm reading something non-sports related. Just going to read this.
I'm like David. Too busy. Okay. No time for non-sports. All right, go ahead.
Maybe your dad or your
great gift idea.
Grandfather or your uncle loves to golf. Well, maybe they need a little something in the corner of their office. We'll get them the Putabout Grassroots Par 3 Putting Green.
I want to say something. While I don't think I'm judging, it's going to sound like I'm judging. I always feel like when you watch a movie or a TV show and you see the guy in his office on his putting green handling a conference call, I've always thought those people were douches. So I are you going to call your grandfather a douche? Is that what you're doing if you buy him a putting green?
No, I just think that they're obsessed. Once you start golfing, it takes over your life.
And can't you just buy him a golf club or shoes?
No,
or?
But it's practicing putting, so you could do it in your office. All so right.
Live your best life.
It's like Kenny raffling off horse racing bets right now. It's what he loves to do.
This is a stunning heel turn for Kenny.
Does it make Kenny a loser? It just means he likes betting horses. I'm right there with you, Kenny. Nice shirt.
On the horses or the putting green?
No, I'm just saying on the putting, if like the putting green, if that's what you do, like okay. I can see Rieger just being obsessed with it.
I think if you bought Jeff anything that gets him away from his family, he probably is in. I think Jeff actually wants to be homeless. Rieger it has to be studied.
I mean, I've never seen a man, no matter what time of the day, he will figure out a way to get 9 holes of golf.
Correct. While never being near his children.
Well, I'm glad that kind of leads into the next gift idea because Vivid Seats has this concert ticket package. So you can send them anywhere around the country and you can get them the concert tickets, hotel room, and everything for your father, grandfather, whoever.
You got to be Stony level devoted.
That's what I'm saying. You have to really want to go to a concert elsewhere.
Yeah, that wouldn't work in my neck of the woods. I don't care about stuff like
that. Yeah, I was about to say, you know, I could see if, like, you know what, I want to see this person play in Vegas or this arena, but just to travel the country, nah, I'm
good. If they're in Seattle, you go to Seattle. They're in, yeah.
I mean, he does like Bruce. It's possible. All right, go ahead.
This next one is a simple, very, very simple one. I know my grandfather has a ton of these. He used to always drive the camper around the country. He loved his coffee, so you would get him the tumbler.
1,000%. I just, for me at least, I can't speak. I know Rico doesn't like coffee like I do. Yes. I mean,
he literally had 1,000. There was some in the camper. My dad, everywhere.
My dad will have coffee any time of day, any location. Coffee.
So my dad loves people, coffee.
Not keep him awake. It's like water to him.
Oh, no. My dad doesn't sleep.
Okay.
My dad's maniac.
No, I mean, some people can drink coffee and they're like, no, it doesn't keep me awake.
Big G actually operates on like 18 minutes of sleep. It's been him his whole life. I've told him you shouldn't be drinking coffee at night. He doesn't listen.
This is where you get it from?
I'm a way better sleeper than him. Dude, my dad's on a different planet.
You know what? But
you also control when you drink your coffee, too.
My caffeine,
But, David, I'll say this. It's something about coffee. It is the nicest phone calls I've ever gotten from Mike. Hey, you're on your way in? Yeah. Hey, buddy. Hey, pal. Can you swing by and pick me up? I got his order in the phone.
Iced coffee.
But I need this and add this.
No, two Splendas.
Yeah.
Black coffee, two Splendas. That's all. Need a little bit of sweetness. Can't
iced
be all
coffee,
acid.
Two Splendas.
That's it.
Oh, man. You're the best. You're the best.
I ain't doing these frappadappas and this other stuff. A very simplistic coffee drinker.
So this next one works perfectly for everyone in this state of Michigan. I know someone has a dad, a grandfather, someone that goes up north, takes their boat up north. Here is a Bluetooth speaker.
Yes.
Perfect for them to put on the boat, wherever they want to do.
What about your golf cart?
You could do that too.
That plays. What about the garage?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes to all of it. That plays. Also, anything that promotes dad being left alone, I think that's a winner.
Bluetooth speaker is very underrated.
I love it. Love it.
You know what? Don't go cheap. Get a good one. Don't get one that, you know, all of a sudden the battery dies after 15 minutes. Spend a little money on dad.
Unless dad's a deadbeat, then get him the cheap one.
No.
And then laugh when it dies.
No, because then that means dad's back in your company again.
You're right. Buy the expensive one.
Sure,
Rico wins.
And if you have any...
Uh-oh. We lost him.
And if you have any questions on if he's your grandfather, father, or not...
Do not say a paternity test.
There is a genetic test that you can get.
I think we're a little too late for that.
Want to make Father's Day awkward? Here's a paternity test.
Right, because what if it doesn't come back the way the family thinks?
David, are you trying to tell us something?
No, not at all.
All of a sudden, you're no longer calling him uncle anymore.
I'll move past that and go straight to something simple.
In Kenny's world, you just call him cousin.
All right.
No. So, David, is this like a...
No.
I don't even think this would be a gag gift.
No, it's not.
Thank you. I gotta think, David, as a father... I don't think that you would find that funny.
No, that's not funny at all.
Hey, Dad, look what we got you.
That's like one step from David going, and here's your best guide. It's called birth control.
Give me horse racing pics and shut up, funny man.
Make me a bicycle. I got to think, David, if your kids gave you that gift, I would purposely go get somebody else's DNA for the test. Oh, okay. You think that's funny? Look at the results.
Oh, my God. This is like a twisted Netflix show. Jeez.
I didn't think it was going to go there, but, you know, might as well, right? And let's close it out here real simple. They need drill. They need whatever. Here's a Craftsman cordless drill set.
Yeah, but I'm with Rico on this. Don't buy the cheapies.
Oh, no.
Otherwise, the thing will be halfway done into putting the first nail in or screw, or using a Sawzall bit.
Yes.
Buy something with a good battery, please.
Thank you.
Total agreement with Mr. Beard.
All of a sudden, you know what? Just go get the screwdriver.
Yes. David, this was actually excellent, minus that weird paternity test suggestion.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to throw something silly in there, you know.
Okay. That's how you ended up with four kids.
Once again, play stupid games, you'll win stupid prizes.
Wow, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Apparently you've had several.
Father's Day gift ideas. 97.1.